ಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೆ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಇತಿ ನಾಮಿನೆ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತ್ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚದೇಶ ಕಾರಣೆ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಶಾದಿ ಗೌರ್ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಪಂಖ ಚಾಲು ಕೊಡ್ಬೋದು ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಕಿ ಆವೃತ್ತಿ ಕರ್ ಲೇತೆ ಹೇ ಥೋಡಿ ಕಥಾ ಕೆ ಬಾದ ಫಿರ್ ಗೀತ ಪ್ರಾರಂಭ ಕರೇಂಗೆ ಜತ್ಪತ್ಯಪತ್ಯ ಸುಹೃದಾಮನುವೃತ್ತಿರಂಗ ಸ್ತ್ರೀಣಾಂ ಸ್ವಧರ್ಮ ಇತಿ ಧರ್ಮ ವಿದಾ ತ್ವಯೋಕ್ತಂ ಅಸ್ತೇವಮೇತದುಪದೇಶ ಪದೇ ತ್ವಯೀಶೇ ಶ್ರೇಷ್ಠೋ ಭವಾಂಸ್ತನುಭೃತಾಂ ಕಿಲ ಬಂಧುರಾತ್ಮ ಕುರ್ವಂತಿ ಹಿ ತ್ವಯಿ ರತಿಂ ಕುಶಲಃ ಸ್ವಯಾತ್ಮನ್ ನಿತ್ಯ ಪ್ರಿಯೇ ಪತಿಸುತಾ ದಿಭಿರಾರ್ತಿ ದೈಹಿಕೀಂ ತನ್ನಃ ಪ್ರಸೀದ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರ ಮಾಸ್ಮ ಛಿಂದ್ಯಾ ಆಶಾಂ ಭೃತಾಂ ತ್ವಯಿ ಚಿರಾದರವಿಂದ ನೇತ್ರ ಚಿತ್ತಂ ಸುಖೇನ ಭವತಾ ಪಹೃತಂ ಗೃಹೇಷು ಜನ್ನಿರ್ವಿಷತ್ಯುತಕರಾವಪಿ ಗೃಹ್ಯ ಕೃತ್ಯೆ ಪಾದೌ ಪದಂ ನ ಚಲತಸ್ತವ ಪಾದಮೂಲಾ ಯಾಮಃ ಕಥಂ ವ್ರಜಮಥೋ ಕರವಾಮ ಕಿಂ ವಾ ಹೇ ಪ್ರಿಯತಾಂ
ದಿ ಗೋಪೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹೇ ಪ್ರಿಯತಾಂ ಟು ಸರ್ವ್ ದಿ ಹಸ್ಬೆಂಡ್ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ರಿಲೇಟಿವ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಪರಂ ಧರ್ಮ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಟಾಪ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಡ್ಯೂಟಿ ಆಫ್ ವಿಮೆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಕನ್ಫರ್ಮ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷರ್ ಆಫ್ ರಿಲಿಜನ್ who is none but you. However, as per this advice, according to Shastra, in reality, you are the one to be served. Therefore, to serve you is the real dharma. Without your being, to serve anyone else is not dharma. Because for all embodied living beings, you alone are the Param Priyatama. and you are the causeless cause of all. And everything is arranged by you alone. In this world, from time immemorial, all those expert transcendentalists, all of them love you alone. Because you are the eternal beloved of all living entities. These husbands and so on are only causes of distress. What use do we have with them? During the Chiraharan Leela, Chiraharan Leela means the Leela of the stealing of the garments of the gopis. During Chiraharan Leela, you had promised that you will fulfill our desires. And now the time has come. Hey Priyatama, please be pleased with us. You are so beautiful. Your eyes are more beautiful than the lotus. Right from our birth, we have fixed our hearts upon you. This is not a love of these days. Our love for you is not of these days. It has been there right from our birth. From so long time, we have kept our hopes on you. Kindly do not destroy these hopes, O Priyatama. If you say that leaving our husbands, etc., is adharma, then you are the one who has made us do this adharma. Because earlier, our minds used to be absorbed in our household affairs. But you, with your smile, your gait, your loving glance, and by your venu, the flute, you have stolen our minds. And now our minds cannot be fixed upon anyone else but you. And these hands cannot do any more housework. And our feet do not want to move even one step away from your lotus feet. How can we go back to Raja? Now, here, I want to present a song on the hearts of the gopis being stolen by Krishna through the song of the flute. Krishna had told the gopis about their param dharma, their topmost duty. And here the gopis are replying to that advice of his. They are telling him, Hey Priyatama, you have said that it is a dharma of women to serve her husband and relatives. Who is the establisher of dharma? You are the establisher of dharma. But if we evaluate this advice of yours along with the shastra, then this has to be done for you only, because you are the actual husband of all women. So first, you should follow what you are preaching. You remember, once you had become a woman, right? Mohini Avatar? Whom did you serve? Who was your husband then? So first, you should do what you preach. Before you preach, you should practice what you preach. Don't advise us so much. Even by abiding by your advice, still you alone is the one to be served. So look, the gopis are giving this proof to Krishna as per Shastra. Now I want to present a song which shows the hearts of the gopis being stolen by Krishna through the song of the flute.
ये श्लोक देख के चालू करने के पहले मैं संगीत माधव से चाहता हूँ कि ये गीत गाए बांसुरी बजाकर भगवान गोपियों के चित्त को हर लिए श्यामा सब सुख दे कर
Oh,
सुहृदामनुवृत्तिरङ्ग स्त्रीणां स्वधर्म इति धर्म विदा त्वयोक्तम् अस्तेव मे तदुपदेश पदे त्वयीशे प्रेष्ठो भवांस्तनुभृतां किल बन्धुरात्मा.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Our dear Krishna, as an expert in religion, you have advised us that the proper religious duty for women is to faithfully serve their husbands, children, and other relatives. We agree that this principle is valid, but actually this service should be rendered to you. After all, O Lord, you are the dearmost friend of all embodied souls. You are their most intimate relative and indeed their very self. So here, Krishna had told the gopis about their param dharma, and here the gopis are replying to them, to that statement, advice of Krishna, that, O Priyatama, if our param dharma is to serve our husbands and relatives, and this dharma is being established by none other than you, If we evaluate your advice along with the Shastra, then that Param Dharma has to be done to you only, because you are the actual husband of all women. So, and the gopis are proving it with proving their statement by quoting Shastra. Now, a husband is dear to the wife. Why? Why is any husband dear to the wife, or why is a wife dear to the husband? For her own self, isn't it? Or for his own self. In this world, if one loves someone, it is for his or her own self that they love someone. It is for his or her own selfish reasons alone. So the gopis are saying here that in this world, all embodied souls love their own self or others only because of the presence of the Lord. So in reality, every living entity is loving you alone, though they are ignorant about it. So you are the Priya, you are the Bandhu, Bandhu means relative, you are the unselfish well-wisher of all. This is what the gopis are telling Krishna. Lord is there as Paramatma in every living being. What is the need for him to be in the pigs and all other creatures? Why? Because he is a selfless well-wisher of all. Now, in order to give knowledge, memory and forgetfulness of all, he is personally present as the Paramatma in the heart of all living creatures. Else, without his help, no living being can remember even a single thing. He gives a memory for each and every single activity. He has also given so many objects for enjoyment. For example, he has given us the sun, the moon, and so many other things. He doesn't need sun for his Vaikuntha. In Vaikuntha, every single object is more effulgent than the sun. Now let's forget about all other things. Just think of one thing, the light that Krishna has given us by giving the sun. So an intelligent person can understand all this. But how does one develop intelligence? Intelligence is developed by hearing. So hearing is achieving intelligence. Others who don't hear, they will only argue on all these things. So Krishna is a Bandhu of all living entities. Bandhu means the well-wisher, selfless, unselfish well-wisher of all. In this material, Bandhu is used for relatives like mother, father, brother, etc. But a mother does not serve another's child in the same way. But Krishna is not like that. He does not keep any difference. Just like the sun dissipates light equally to all places and to everyone. So similarly, Krishna is equal to everyone. So by saying this, the gopis are telling Krishna that you alone are our real mother, real father, and even our husbands. On one side, the gopis are using upekshamayi meaning. Upekshamayi meaning means a very rejecting meaning, which has got a very deep rus, but that is not meant for ordinary devotees, so it will not be discussed here. The gopis are saying, we have nothing to do with Vrindavan, and we have not come to see you. We know that you can pull our hearts to you even with your Venu. At the same time, as they are speaking this, they are crying. Like even in this material world, we have seen the wife screaming at the husband and at the same time crying. So by seeing these bhav of the material world, we can understand the bhav of the Lord. But here we will go by the prarthanamayi meaning of the gopis. What is the prarthanamayi meaning? They are saying, Hey Aravinda Netra, Hey Kamala Lochan, O Lotus Eyed One, you are so beautiful. So beautiful. This is Sadachar. Till today, whatsoever great souls have been, they all have loved you. Now, when such great souls have loved you, and for you they have given up everything, including their wife, children, wealth, home, kingdom, etc. Just like King Bharat, who gave up everything including his family, wealth, kingdom, etc. to achieve Krishna. So what is wrong in we giving up our family members and everything else for you? When all these great souls left, there was nothing wrong. Why are we wrong? Now here the word gopis use the term. The term is used kushala. Sugate Goswami who says, Kushala means the ones who know what is the truth and what is not the truth. So gopis are saying that the Kushala, those who know the truth and what is not the truth, All of them have loved you alone and given up everyone else. Now, in front of bhakti, there is no swadharma. Swadharma means one's own occupational duty. Bhakti itself is the real swaroop and the real dharma of all living entities. So the gopis are saying, people have loved you in various ways. Some as a son, some as Virat Rupa, some as friends, some as Atma, some as Jagadishwar, etc. Many people have loved you in various ways. We are women, so we love you as our Pranavalap, our Priyatama, our lover, our husband. When all these great souls like King Bharat and Ambarish left everything, they are being praised in all Shastra and by everyone for having given up everything. And today, when we have done the same thing, it is being ridiculed. You can see here the gopis have made Krishna absolutely speechless. And to which shloka are they giving this answer? To the shloka?
Putra dhratara patyascha vichinvanti hiya pasyanto makridho bandhu sadhasam he priyam.
To this shloka, Mataraha Pitaraha, Bandhu, that is, Krishna was saying that all your mothers, your fathers, your relatives, they're all looking out for you. You should not put them into such deep anxiety and be roaming around here. To this particular shloka, the gopis are giving this answer. And they're saying that. The gopis are saying that the greatness of life is that one loves you, not that one should love all others. So whatever we have done, this is exactly the same thing which all other great souls till today have done. So what is wrong? Wrong is that which you are saying. So you please learn how to speak. Now in reality, all these instructions of the Lord appears absolutely bland when it's being used for the gopis. Husband, son, etc., relatives, mother, father, etc., they are not nitya or eternal. But you are the nitya priya, the eternal lover. This is what the gopis say. Even when the body is present, they are not able to live together, isn't it? We can see in today's world how true what the gopis are saying is that even when our body is present, all these relatives are there, but we are not able to live together. Even among husband and wife, these days there's so much of divorce and separation happening. Many times the husband feels, oh, I have unnecessarily fallen into this trap. Many times the wife also feels, oh, I have unnecessarily fallen into this trap with this man. I am talking of even Pativrata ladies, chaste ladies, even they think like this. So all the time, they are not Priyatama to each other. But in Krishna's grace, Krishna is a Nitya Priya to any living entity. There is never a time that he does not appeal to any of his devotees. He is all Anandamai. And Jeev only wants Anand all the time. So with such a Nitipriya, the Kushila, that means the great souls, are all loving eternally. Now the gopis are saying, Patis Putra Adi Bihi Kim. What is the use of all this husband, son, and all these relatives, etc., whoever? Rather, they give us troubles and miseries instead. Kim means what use? Arti Dei means they give only trouble. Arti Dei, they give only trouble. It is not their swaroop to give any happiness. And possible they would give us miseries. That's their swaroop. So Krishna is advising them that you all should serve your husbands. And the gopis are saying, right, we should serve our husbands only and our husband is you. Now, we should not take this meaning in our literal life and say that we also have got Krishna, so we have nothing to do with our husbands anymore. Our situation is not like the gopis. So the women of today should actually accept yesterday's class that I had given, where Krishna is advising that the highest duty for a woman is to serve her husband. It also does not mean that one should continue to remain in ignorance. Just like, for example, if you take the example of a drama, one, say for example, one acts as Ravan in the drama. Now in between the drama, suddenly he says, no, I'm not Ravan. What will happen? The whole play will go for a six, isn't it? So that person has to continue to act as Ravana, isn't it? Similarly, the husband and wife should never know that the spouse is fully detached. Even though they have developed detachment, they should continue to behave in such a way that the other feels, yes, she loves me, she is very attached to me. Or the husband feels the same, or the wife feels the same. Now, that is to explain this, there is two types of dharma. Dharma means duty. One is the vyavaharik dharma, and the other is the paramarthik dharma. Vyavaharik dharma means it is the duty of the body, and paramarthik dharma, you can see, is the duty of the soul. And here, the paramarthik dharma is being described. One should love Krishna, and all great souls showed this, that you should love Krishna. So that is the paramarthik dharma, the duty of the soul. They were such elevated souls that they had given up everyone and everything. Nowadays this vairagya or detachment is such that the tapasvi will give his phone number to his wife and then go. Hence Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Grihe Thako, Vane Thako, Sada Hari Bole Dako. Whether you're at home or in the forest, always chant the names of Hari. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now, why does people love you? The gopis are saying, the first reason is your eyes. They are using the word Aravinda Netra. This word Aravinda Netra is expressing this fact. Aravinda Netra means lotus-eyed. In reality, it has been seen in this world that there is no living entity who does not like beauty. This Saundarya Vasana and Priya Vasana. Saundarya Vasana means attraction towards beauty, and Priya Vasana is attraction to one's lover. These are two feelings that is there in each and every living being. Till today, why are these great souls loving Krishna? Why they have loved Krishna? The biggest reason is that he is the most beautiful person. Here just one part of his beauty is being described, just to express the beauty of all his other parts. His eyes are not lotus-like, but more than millions and millions and millions of lotuses. He is called by the name Kamalanayan. Kamalanayan, this name directly stands for Krishna or Vishnu. There is no need for any explanation as to whom it stands for. Kamalanayan, Kamalalochan, Aravindaksha, Pundarikaksha, so many such names he's got. And many kinds of people get attracted to him by his beauty. The four Kumaras, they got attracted to Krishna by the smell of the fragrance emanating from his toes, and they got converted from impersonalists to personalists. How was Sugadeva Goswami? Sugadeva Goswami got attracted to his leelas. He heard the shloka of the Lord entering Vrindavan. Barha pidam natavara vapuhu karnayoho karnikaram. And hearing this, he came back to his father, whom he had left long back. His father Vedavyas had compiled Srimad Bhagavatam in order to be taught to his son. But his son left as soon as he was born. So what he did, he taught the shlokas to his students and he asked them to go and recite it in the forest where his son Sukadev would be sitting. And this is what happened. They went and recited this shloka. Barhapidam natavara vapuhu karna yoho karnikaram bipratavasaha kanaka kapisham vaijayantim jamalam rendran veno radhara sudhaya apurayan gopa vrindir vrindaranyam swapadaramanam pravishat gita kirtibihi. And what happened? Hearing just this shloka, Sukadev got attracted to Krishna just by hearing mere two shlokas. So that is how Krishna is. Even the cows, the deer, the peacocks, they were all attracted by Krishna's flute. The gopis were attracted by Krishna's beauty. So he is called Krishna, the all-attractive, the one who attracts everyone. So the gopis are saying, "Hey Priyatam, you please be pleased with us," meaning please engage us in your service of your lotus feet. Now suppose Krishna says, "Okay, I will accept, but only one or two of you, I cannot handle so many of you." So therefore the gopis are replying to that, they are saying, "You are Parameshwar, we know it, there is nothing impossible of you, therefore please accept all of us as your servants. Our hopes are increasing every moment. Please do not cut out our hopes. The day we lose our hopes, that very day we will die. These hopes are not recently developed. They are all charat. Charat means it's been from time immemorial. Even when we were just babies, these hopes were there." So in this way, the gopis were convincing him that never, even in their dreams, did they ever think of anyone else as their husbands. When they were very small girls, they used to have bath in the cold winter in the Yamuna, and they used to pray to Kartiyayani to get Krishna as their husbands. Scriptures name them as Kumarika. Kumarika means girls who are not above 7 years old. Those who are below 7 years old, they are called Kumarikas. They were bathing naked, those little girls, they did not know. Bathing naked is offensive because all devatas are all around and one should not be without clothes at any time. So they did not know that they were offensive in their austerity. So in order to make up for their offense, Krishna went there to perform that leela so as to counteract that offense. So the gopis are saying, "If you had not called us into the kunj, engaged us in your service, if you had not looked at us in a favorable way, then our hopes would not have arisen so much. You have increased our hopes so much. Now please do not cut them off. This is not right of you."
पादौ पदं न चलतः स्तव पादमूला यामः कथं व्रजमथ करवाम किं वा.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. "Until today our minds were absorbed in household affairs, but you easily stole both our minds and our hands away from our housework. Now our feet won't move even one step from your lotus feet. How can we go back to Vraja? What would we do there?" So now here the gopis are giving reply to Krishna, who had told them, go back home and serve your husbands. To that the gopis are saying, "This is impossible because you have stolen our minds." See, no activity can be performed if the mind is not there. So they are saying that if this is offensive, then you are the cause of the offense. This offense is yours. That mind of ours, which used to be absorbed in our household affairs, is now stolen by you, by your crooked glance, by your beauty, by your smile, by your secret talks, by your flute, by your ankle bells. Now our minds and hands can no more be engaged in household affairs. And also the strength of our feet you have stolen. Now, why only these two parts are being mentioned, hands and feet? Because Krishna told them, go back and serve your husbands. So go back means you have to go back with your feet. Serve your husbands means serve your husbands with your hands. So they are talking of their hands and feet. How sweet. King Parikshit says that Lord Krishna had stolen the eyes of all living beings with his beauty. This is what King Parikshit says about Lord Krishna. That Krishna stole the eyes of all living beings with his beauty. What does this mean? Meaning, they had their eyes, but after seeing Krishna, those eyes could not see anything else. So whether they had eyes or no eyes, it was the same. So King Parikshit says, he had stolen their eyes. The gopis' hands were engaged in various sevas for Krishna, like massaging his feet, making garlands for him, cooking for him, fanning him, etc. And now after hearing the flute, it cannot do anything else. So now to this, Krishna would say, okay, your hands cannot do anything else, but you go back so that I'm saved from bad name. Therefore, to that, the gopis are saying, but we cannot move even one step away from you. So now to this, Krishna says, okay, will you follow me and go with me wherever I go? So the gopis replied, yes, definitely, we will. So Krishna says, okay, then follow me. I will walk towards your home and I'll drop you there. So for this, the gopis are saying, can you drop us not just to our homes, but right into our personal quarters? So Krishna says, no, I cannot do that. I can only drop you till your village. Krishna does not have so much guts, you see. So when there is obstacle in their meetings, Krishna enjoys it more and more and more, and the ras increases. This bhava is not there in the swakiya mood. Swakiya mood means the mood of belonging to one's own self. Parakiya mood is the mood of belonging to another person, the wife belonging to someone else. So in the mood of swakiya mood, this bhava is not there. Because there are no obstacles. Secondly, the Swakiya wife has very high expectations. But Parakiya lover has only the expectation of meeting. In this material world, this Parakiya is wrong. But in the spiritual world, it is the topmost. When one has very high expectations, that's not true love. The wife expects the husband to give her good home, ornaments, clothes, etc., etc. And moreover, there is no desperation for meeting because they are available at all times and they are always taken for granted. But in Parakiya, there are so many obstacles to meet that they have only one desire, when will we meet? And Krishna enjoys this the most. To taste this ras, he makes his Nitya Priyasis born in different places. And then they meet in dreams, somewhere on the way, here and there, etc., etc. And this way of meeting in different places, and when they see the first time, it's called Purvarag. Just like Radharani says, I saw one man playing the flute. I saw one man in a picture. And I saw one man in my dream, and I'm attracted to all three. It's better I die than to be so lowly woman being attracted by three different men. You know, Radharani did not know that all three were the same one person, Krishna. Even if any gopi just looks at Krishna, they would have to hear abuses from the elders for just looking. So many days sometimes they are not meeting. So long hours Radharani waits for Krishna in the kunja. All this leads to very high ras. It's full of pleasure. The gopis are not parakiya of Krishna. Remember that. they are not parakiya of Krishna, but the bhav is parakiya. So this is a very wonderful situation that the gopis cannot move even 1 foot away from Rajamandal. Why? Because Krishna lives there only. He performs his ras, his gocharan, all his leelas there. How can they leave Vrindavan? How can they move away from Vrindavan? Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is giving his comment in a very upekshamayi meaning, rejecting meaning. Here he says, Krishna says, you have come to see the beauty of the forest. So they say, no. So then he says, okay, you have come because of your love for me. They say, no, we do not have any love for you. You have stolen our minds and we have come to catch that thief. Now you give us back our minds. And you have stolen it not with so much of troubles, but sukhena, with ease. We will go back. We have nothing to do with you. But you give us back our wealth, our mind. This is the upekshamaya meaning of the gopis' comments. Therefore, Krishna is called Chitta Chor, one who steals the heart. Is there any person in this world who can take away anyone's wealth by just one look of his? The gopis are saying, we will go back. You just give us our mind back. You don't talk to us. You don't have to give us all these advices, what we should do and what we should not do. Why did you have to call us into this Nikunj? Why did you have to? Why did you give us the touch of your lotus feet? Why did you call us by the flute? Why you used to call us to the Nikunj? And why did you smile? Why did you enchant us in all these ways? From the time we have touched your lotus feet, we are not able to stand in front of our husbands and other relatives, what to speak of serving them. So in the next shlokas it will come that the gopis are saying that they will die right here. We cannot go. This is the way one should love Krishna. So now like this there are 11 shlokas of their pranaya geet which we will relish slowly one by one. Hare Krishna.